Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii, where we are not allowing tourists in yet. Feels kind of lonely here. Anyway, thanks for joining me. I have pretty many people on the switchboard, and thank you for waiting so long through the entire 15 minutes for the show to come on air. I just wanted to explain a couple of things before we get into readings. I take the calls in the order that they came in on the switchboard, and I will say the area code, and you can tell us where you're from if you would like to, because the area code doesn't always match where you're from. It's kind of interesting to know where people reside or where they're calling from. And I am doing soul and energy readings. I am not doing predictions. I'm helping you raise your vibration so you can get through this very challenging time for people. It's challenging on all levels, and some people have done a lot of work in the last few years, last couple decades, and some people even find that the work they did is not even enough to get them through this time period. And I had a little bit of difficulty when this all started, because even doing the show, I didn't do it for a while because the energy in the matrix, mass consciousness, whatever you call it, the chaos, has gotten pretty crazy. And if you're connected to it at all, you're definitely going to feel it. And we don't realize ways in which we are connected to it. So what I help you do is to raise your vibration so that you don't pick up the mass consciousness. Help you get more connected to your soul. And I'm feeling really good. So I listen to your voice. So tell me a few things about yourself or your situation, because that's how I tune into your higher self. And I basically communicate with your higher self. And I've always had Jesus with me all my life. The information, the guidance I get from him is amazing. And anybody can work with Christ. And when I talk about Jesus or Christ consciousness or Christ Jesus, I am not talking about the religious Jesus that's judgmental and who's watching you to see what you do wrong. That's not the Jesus that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Jesus that knows you and loves you and knows your soul and will guide you and be there for you as your protector and to teach you things, help you through situations, and give you a lot of help and guidance. So some people are more dedicated to Christ energy than others. And if it comes up in the reading, I will mention it, but it doesn't mean that you're not connected. Okay, well, I'm going to start with my first call. And it's the 334 area code. And hello. Hi, what can we work on today with you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just want to know what does Spirit have for me as far as any messages about love, maybe me, the right love, of course. Starting a new relationship, meeting someone new. Do you see it, in the near?
Yeah. Well, I kind of don't do that. It's kind of like California psychics, but I can help you with why you're asking the question.
Okay.
Let me see. I feel like you're pretty focused on it. I'm getting that it feels kind of urgent for you. And let me help you with that. I'm going to tune into your soul. Regarding that, I'm not getting anything because I say that I'm not. Every once in a while, something comes through that might be of interest to you, but I work with, Spirit guides me in what I should be helping people with. And it's pretty much that one I stay away from, because this is just for in general for everybody, whenever we want a relationship, that means we're ready for some karma. Until we're completely whole and everybody on earth is whole, our relationships are going to be karmic. So we shouldn't be looking for any relief in a relationship. And I feel especially bad for people who are young and that includes my children too, who are living through this time when the earth is raising, has risen, its energy has risen, and now the people have to rise to meet it. Let me see if can I answer your question a different way. What is making you feel like you want a relationship? Is it because you want to share your feelings with somebody else because it makes life more interesting?
Yeah, I don't want to be alone. You know, I just want to have a partner that's trustworthy, of course.
Mhm. Well, I do have to be really honest with you, as I'm looking at your soul energy and how you're connected to your soul, that mm-hmm. you are one of the people, is like with almost everybody, even if people are in relationships, where it's time for you to work on getting in touch with the gifts of your soul and aligning mm-hmm. with that, because there actually is nothing on earth that's more fulfilling than that, because that's your soul is the only soul you can trust. It really is. And even mm-hmm. if you find somebody that you have a great relationship with, or you have your twin flame and both of you are aligned and you have a joint life purpose, you usually don't depart the planet at the same time. And that's also painful. So the only thing that mm-hmm. anybody is ever guaranteed is their soul. But let me just leave you with a little bit of advice about what some of your special gifts are, because that's one of my best gifts is to help people align with their gifts. I do see that you have a really beautiful heart, and I am getting that on the soul level and in your heart, whether you're aware of it or not, on the subconscious, you're really feeling like you want to share that with somebody. And yes, you want to be able to trust whoever you're sharing that with. And that I'm mm-hmm. picking up, and you are expressing that, and I'm reading that from the soul level. So let me see what Spirit has for you for what to do with your heart. Of course, exploring your gifts. So your number one gift is the love in your heart. And I know that sounds very general. But what you're supposed to be doing with your soul energy. Now, Spirit, please help me. I'm trying to tune into her individual soul. Have you been wanting to get an education in something?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You're really going to feel a lot of that alleviate. And I also feel like, and I'm being honest once again, I think it's even possible that once you start going after your field of study, you know, learning about, there's something you're really interested in, and you really need to jump into that and do it. But I'm getting protect your heart, make sure that the right person comes in. And I am getting ask Christ to help you align with the right person. But I feel like somebody who will come into your life is not really that far away. But you do have to get on your life path, and then you will meet this person. But you need to get on with your life path. Okay? And make your life path and your love of self and the love of your soul your number one love, okay? You are the love of your life. But I do feel like, and I'm honest, like I said, I don't always get something, but I did. I feel like if you get on with your life path and really embrace it, really love yourself, there probably is somebody coming in fairly soon, like in the next year. And I usually don't even give time frames, but that's what I'm getting, okay?
Yes,
so you're the lucky one today. Okay, but I have to start with the soul. You got to do that. You got to don't put the cart before the horse. Align with your soul, and then you'll meet somebody who's also aligned. Okay, alrighty, alright.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
That it's kind of hard, you know. I mean, because to do these on the air, it's challenging because I have to be able to tune into their individual soul. So bear with me, folks. Okay, 212 area code. Please don't ask me to predict the future.
No.
Okay, hi. Yeah.
Hi. Don't worry
about
that.
What can I work on with you today?
Yeah, my name is Bryn. Bryn from New York
mm-hmm.
City.
Mm-hmm. New York, wow.
Yeah, the concrete jungle here.
That's what I always call it. I grew up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like I've been on an ascension path a bit this year, and almost like fits and starts, you know. And
right.
the past couple of days, I, especially today, I don't know if it's what happened in my dream time. I just woke up feeling really, I've been feeling really just kind of off, like the lights are off, and I'm not taking it personally. I know there's a lot of celestial things going on, and collectively the energies of the whole
mm-hmm.
thing of this year happening that you can pick up on as well. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to see.
I'm already getting a read on your energy. Yeah, you fall into a real common category, but it's coming in really strong for you that you've done a fabulous job of connecting to your soul. You're very connected. You're very in touch with it. You're very in tune with your energy blueprint. It's like you know it's your go-to place, but you lose it. And where you're losing it is when you're getting connected, when you're falling prey to the collective. The older souls, if you feel that you're an older soul, and that's what I'm picking up too, the older souls, the ones that are really mostly in interested in ascension more than others, because you knew that that's why you were coming into this lifetime. You knew that very well. So you jump on it, I got to do this. I know this is why I'm here. And then you're a way shower. That's a good way to describe you. But then I forgot where I was going with that, but it doesn't really matter. There's a few things to talk about anyway, is that you'll pick up on, because what ends up happening is those kind of people are the ones that will pick up the mass frequency more easily, because they're more the receivers of it rather than the creators of that craziness. You're trying to find a peaceful, beautiful place connected to spirit, and then everybody's shooting off all this stuff, especially, I mean, New York. I think New York and L.A. are probably the biggest hot spots for craziness right now. I've had to do the same thing. I'm 60 years old. I fall into the category that I've just described, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that fall into that category. So what I make sure I do, first of all, is check in as often as I need to and with spirit. You got to start your day, end your day, stop yourself in the middle. If you start to feel off, because once you get really engulfed in it, it's a lot harder to get back to your center.
Okay.
So the number one thing that centers you in your own energy and also at the same time clears out other energies is your breath. Using your breath. And really love your breath, because that's your soul. And follow your breath into your body. And the energy of our breath does not end at the bottom of our lungs. Feel your breath going. Take full body breaths. And then you breathe it off of you in your center.
I've been recovering from hernia surgery, so it's difficult for me to take a really deep breath.
Yeah,
I had inguinal hernia surgery, right? So, and I'm still in semi-recovery state, so I haven't been able to really do any real deep belly breath.
Don't do it the way I've been practicing this since I quit smoking 12 years ago, and it's magnificent. I don't mean it the way these other people describe it with the belly. No, I don't believe in that, actually. I believe in just taking in a gentle breath, but I mean make sure it's not shallow, because that leaves you in your head. But don't worry about expanding your belly. But what you want to do is use your intention to feel the energy of your breath go through your entire body, because it does. It not only oxygenates all your souls, I'm looking at my thing here, my display, all your cells, but it also reconnects you with your soul. So you don't have to take a deep breath, and don't do the thing where you push out your belly. I don't know where they get that stuff from. No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So do the breathing, and also be careful how much you care. Even though you've cared all your life about everybody else, it's time to not care. And that sounds cold, but what it is everybody else has to move into self-care. And you can't do your... It's like put on your oxygen mask before you...
Before I...
put it on the children. And it's a hard thing for the older souls to grasp. And yes, you are an empath. You're an intuitive. And part of your, let me, before I, your gifts are, you're probably in touch with your gifts. Well, your intuition. And you have used your gifts of intuition in past life, so you've developed them. A lot of people are surprised when they open up to it, like, wow, you know, and it takes a while to believe it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that, is that really feel it, believe it, but get the information from your center. Make sure you're centering. And I'm also getting give yourself permission to disconnect from the craziness anytime that you need to or want to.
Okay. Yeah.
Give yourself permission. It's okay to do it. You're not abdicating any of your responsibilities. If you just need to go into self-care, you can do it anytime you want. And I've really redefined how I do service in the world. I used to spend all my energy doing service, and I've gotten down to where I'm doing service maybe 2 or 3 hours a day. I've really changed because it's, you really have to, it's a lot about self-care now.
Yeah.
Anything else that I didn't,
yeah.
I got
no,
a lot of calls,
great.
So I just try to throw out as much as I can. I think that should help.
Thank
but
you
great, I just
Thank
love to hear you. Keep following the show. Click on follow because I'd love to see you doing readings. You know, it's
yeah.
definitely,
I do some now and again,
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect,
okay.
Wonderful. All right, thank you, Bryn. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, aloha.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, why isn't it? There we go. Okay, we're going to the 863 area code. Ooh, we got a lot of calls. 863, hi.
Hi.
What can we work on today?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Well, hi.
Well, actually, I was listening to your first caller and what you had said about what are my gifts and what am I supposed to be doing with them. So I think that's a good place to start.
I see. First of all, I was going to mention at the beginning of the show, some people are easier to read than others. When people are more calm, it's a little easier to read them. But I started picking stuff up about you right away. So, plus you were also, it helps if people don't have real strong agendas about what they're going to hear. So I see that you were born with a teacher energy, and I feel like you've probably used that a lot in your life already. Like either you've been a manager where you've had to manage people, but you have a way of doing it in a really good leadership way where you're help people to understand things. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah, I really enjoy helping people and showing them how to do stuff. So yeah, that does resonate.
Yeah, the teacher energy. So see, you're born with certain personality traits that enhance what your life purpose is. So that was a personality trait that you're born with. And some people say some of our personality traits we take in all of our lifetimes because it takes a while to polish them. And then what you would be using it for in the fifth, you know, you're also an intuitive counselor. See, there's going to be a great need for people to do what I'm doing because there's been a complete energy shift in the last couple decades, and a lot of people didn't get on board with it and go with it gradually. It was like master's thesis, and because of what's going on now, the energy has just stopped. The 3D is just it's done, and now people can't go back the old way at all. They have to move into the new way. There's a lot of people that are necessary to help people make the shift and follow through with the shift. So if you feel, that's definitely in you, and I'm getting it very strong. So what you've been doing in your life was kind of like priming you, getting you ready so that your physical vessel can handle the energy that's going to come through you, but that's definitely what you are here for, is to be a way shower to help other people. So, and it's not over. are you ready to start like a whole new life? I mean, that's what I'm doing
So. That's what I that's why when I heard you say that about and what am I supposed to be doing with it, that was like, well, right now I'm basically starting over and I need to like look for employment and things like that. So when you were saying it about how to use it in the world, I thought, well, this is perfect because I'm trying to figure out, you know, what to do next. So,
and, super,
you know,
strong, man. You are right
so.
There. You are right there. This is really coming in strong for you. So what you want to do now is ask your soul. This is like exciting. I love this. This is really strong. You're very well aligned with your next step in life. You're so put together with it. Let me just see if there's anything from the past that's holding you back. What I mean by strong is there wouldn't be much from the past or old patterning. This is what Spirit wants me to tell you, is that you need to look at your future as being really fun. It's going to be really fun because you're very well prepared to help people, and that you just need to ask your soul to guide you in how to set up with that and how to take yourself out into the world. I'm always getting from Spirit to do this radio show. I don't get paid for it, but the universe pays me for it. At least that's the way I see it. So let me see. It looks like, do you have a degree in something?
I have. It's just a 2-year degree in interior design.
Okay. Oh, that's cool, because then you got all that intuition going on with the creative self. See, our intuitive portal is the same as our creative portal. I try to tell people, you exercise one, you get benefit with the other. So yeah, that's why I said you're connected to the creative portal. Let me see. Have you been interested in social work at all?
Mostly I just do it, you know, when I'm talking to people or if somebody comes
yeah.
to me, you know, wants to talk something out,
yeah.
kind of just, you know, like friends and family kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, you're the one that people. So, but I'm just getting that it's time for you to start getting paid for it. Not that you have to get all nuts about it and suddenly, it's not like it's a life lesson or something like, oh my, you know, I got to stop handing this out free. But definitely, Spirit's also saying, but just make sure you give yourself permission to not get drained by people who need your help, whether you're getting paid or whether you're not getting paid. But it's time for you to start getting paid for that. And you have the ability, so if you just open up the door, the floodgates, you're ready. Spirit's going to just put everything together for you, okay? You'll
wow.
just start getting epiphanies. Oh, like I'd like to do it here, or I'd like to do this, you know. I don't see you. I don't see any relocation necessary. I don't know if you're sensing that, but I'm getting that you're just going to know what to do if you follow your heart, okay?
Oh,
step by step to get in position. Yeah,
well,
not
I was thinking
right
about
now.
Moving within the state. Okay, not now. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was,
yeah, not right
I,
now.
I live in the middle of the state, and I was going to move closer
yeah.
to the water. So that was the only relocation. I wasn't, like, moving, you know, a long distance.
Yeah, maybe there's some
like
hurricanes coming. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, then better
yeah.
not move.
Just not getting immediate. Just take it real slow
okay.
and let the pieces come and let the things bubble up through your heart center. Now that I've kind of opened the door and showing you the direction, and then just see where it starts to take you. And I'd love to hear how you're doing with it. But I'm saying have fun while you're doing it. Take your time and have fun.
Yeah,
okay?
Fun. Oh, yeah.
And make sure
awesome.
Nobody drains you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't
yes.
get drained. All right? All right.
All right.
Okay,
well,
thanks
thank
for
you
calling.
So much. That
was
wonderful.
Great.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great night.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You too. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye. I hope I can get to everybody. I got a big full switchboard here. Everybody click on follow so that, because I'm going to do this every week. I might start doing 2 shows a week. 914 area code. What can we work on?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi, thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Sure, of course.
I'm so lucky to hear you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Yes. I guess what I need to work on is perhaps forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and love, like, you know, getting past relationships that have been harmful.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to work on it. I guess if you could just kind of tell me
mm-hmm.
if I'm getting there.
mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see what I'm picking up around your soul and your heart center regarding this. Forgiveness. Yeah. So, do you know your biological father?
Yes.
he's probably not a real warm character. He's not a bad person, but he's not like really gentle, kind but, kind of male. There's not too many of them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happened?
Yeah, a little strict, a little.
Yeah. Fun. So what's happening is this is what you need to do. Yeah, forgiveness comes easy if you understand, and this applies to anything we have to forgive anybody that's been in our life. If you understand that things come into our life because of vibrations, we live in a vibrational universe. It's electromagnetic, and thought and energy is creating and attracting things and repelling things all the time. So what I was getting is that because your father would not be a good mate for you, but his energy is in your energy field because wherever we came from, that energy is going to be in our energy field. So you've manifested people who don't really have their heart open because of that. That's what I got. So it's really easy to forgive the people when you realize they only came into your life because it was a vibrational match. So what you would need to do is ask Spirit to help you. Really, really, really honor yourself. Create an energetic barrier around you in the time being, and really bring in Spirit's love and your the love of your soul into that space. And you need to envision that whole space around you. Keep that around you. And then whenever you have time out and you can just sit with yourself, put on some candles, you know, something, a smell that you really like, and just with your intention, go into that energy around you and clear out any images you have of men up until this point. And that's how you forgive. What you do is you forgive by saying it wasn't real. Or it doesn't matter, and I don't want this to hurt me anymore, and I don't want to repeat this. So basically what you're doing is you're cleaning it out of your holographic field. And you just have to really give it a lot of love, and because you really need to attract to somebody who's very gentle and heart-centered. You absolutely have to have somebody who's very gentle and heart-centered. You've just been attracting them because of your father. Do you think you can do that?
Wow, I have been asking angels help, but that's definitely a different approach. I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, but give all these people love too. You know, give their image love, because that's what dissolves it. That's how forgiveness really works. Is that you give it love, just the memories, just give it love, violet light, white light. Whatever works for you, pink light, just dissolve it. And then you want to move into real love. Okay, darling?
Yeah.
Thank you for the question. You're welcome. Good luck. Good love. Okay, have a wonderful night. All right, I'm going to the 347 area code. What can we work on? Hello, are you there? 347. Are you there? Sometimes people put me on, mute, and then they don't hear me. Okay, I'm going to put you back on the, take you off the hot mic, and I'm going to go to the next call. I got three calls, 540, 831, and 502. And looks like I have time for everybody. So I'm going to do the 540 area code. Hello, what can we work on tonight?
Hi. I'd like to work on, not really sure. Just very stuck.
You feel stuck, yeah.
Yeah, and okay. Back to the wrong people.
Right.
People that are
wrong.
Negative, harmful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first thing that I got, I started getting something right away, is that what you're doing right now is that you're looking at the world with your heart and your head at the same time. So what you would want to work on, I'll help you with the other issue too, what you'd want to work on is knowing when you're looking at the world from your mental instead of your heart, which as adults, it's very hard for us to do this because we've been trained regularly through everything that we do with our life to be mentally focused. So that'll help you. You need to, you're about half and half. So you want to just keep building your heart center by doing things frivolous and fun and dancing and singing and engaging in creative activities and having days where you just throw all caution to the wind and just say, I'm going to do whatever comes up. Because what will happen is, even though you're not in a bad space, you're still going to vibrate to people, other people who are in their head. So you want to create an energetic field that starts to attract a different kind of person. So that's what I'm getting, actually. And then let me see if there's anything else I should tell you about that. Can you talk a little bit more so I can tune in? I said, Ken, I don't have these, you know, I'm supposed to say, would you please talk a little bit more so I can tune into your soul so I can try to see if there's anything else.
Sure. It makes sense what you said about the singing and dancing and whatnot. Music is an extremely powerful therapeutic tool for me, singing and the music. It takes me away from all the chaos
right.
of the world.
Yes.
And it puts
yes.
Amazing, magical space. So that definitely
yeah.
makes
so your phone's really breaking up a lot, but I did catch what you said. Right, perfect. Thank you. I'm glad you confirmed that because I've had to really work on that too because my business that I had until the pandemic started was cleaning vacation rentals, which caused me, and I had to work really hard not to get in my head because it's so much detail. So I had been training myself to do something that's detailed work, and I also do graphic art, and I publish books. So the last few years I've been training myself to be in my heart even though I'm doing mentally focused things. And it can be done. But it takes a lot of practice. And you catch yourself. I heard you. You recognize it. You recognize the space you like being in. And you can do great things centered in your heart. You don't have to. We don't have to use our mental the old way. In the fifth dimension, the mental follows the heart rather than the other way around. So make sure you keep your heart alive and well, and that'll definitely be your buffer. And that'll lead you to the right people. And as I've been insistent in staying in my heart and just keeping life fun and simple, I don't think I've ever in my life had so many wonderful people in it and continue to meet wonderful people. And make sure you do that thing, too, where you follow your breath into your body and focus on your breath. Even
okay.
if you're not around music. But I'm glad you know what brings
okay.
you to your heart. And folks, everybody who's out there listening, that's one thing I always like to help people with is what really keeps you centered in your heart. And everybody's got different things that resonate. So I hope that helps.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And click on follow so that you get notifications when I do my show. But it should be the same time every Wednesday. All righty.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling. Oh, I have such fantastic calls tonight. You have no idea how much faith you give me in humanity. Okay, I'm going to try my 347 again. 347, are you there? Maybe they're not. Some people just call in to listen to the show, but they're not wanting to participate. I'm going to guess that that's what that one is. Okay, I'm going to the 831 area code. What can we work on tonight?
Hi, Alana. Any blockages to my intuition and to getting good guidance?
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Let me tune into your particular situation. The first thing that I was getting, and I'm probably going to need to hear your voice a little bit more, but the first thing I was picking up is other people.
Okay.
That. You have your energy enmeshed with some other people where it makes it hard for you to discern what's coming from your inner guidance.
Okay. So I need to clear that then.
Yeah, and it takes a while. I'm getting that these are like old patterns with old karmic relationships. So they're so familiar that they seem like they're a part of you. And it's hard to discern what is you and what isn't. So I'm hearing from Spirit that what you're going to need to do is work with your higher self, whatever you call your higher self. Do you have a sense of what your higher self feels like?
Yes.
Do you know when you're feeling it, sensing it? Ask your higher self to help you highlight the energies, how you feel them in your body, and how you're reacting to them mentally. Because when you feel them stronger, then it's easier to identify it. It comes and goes. It depends on how the other people are feeling. I'm picking up a male energy. Are you in a partnership?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, it can be done.
Do you feel like he is interference for me?
Yeah.
Or support? More interference than support?
Yeah.
Okay.
Energetic interference, that's what I'm picking up. Because on a different path, you're more like the soul in the relationship. That's what I was first getting to, is like it's kind of like everybody's hanging on your soul. And this is a real old pattern for you. So it's going to be a little tough to identify it. I've had this too. I live with my daughter for 24 years, and I had to learn how to differentiate. That's my chicken. She's making noise. She wants to eat. I got to give her some food. I have a pet chicken. She's cute. She's a sweetheart. Her name is Madeline. So you're going to really have to ask your soul to work with you. And I'm also getting that your higher self will work with you. And I'm getting that you have two angels that are helping you with your life path, and they will help you in clearing the energies. You can separate yourself, but it takes time, you know, because it's very enmeshed. And I don't pick up that he's a bad, is a bad energy, but just kind of like an anchor, a lead weight kind of thing. Because your soul's wanting to rise, and he's not rising. So you can gradually release the physical energies, and I'm getting that it's a lot of work, but you better start on it. And your higher self and your angels will help you with it. As soon as you say, let's do this, you know, they're going to do it. They're going to help you. And just do that breathing, connect with your higher self, and then breathe the energies off gently with love so that you don't create karmic backlash or abrupt changes. Just do gradual. And you should start feeling better. But you need to work with the higher realms to clear all this. All righty?
Okay. Yes, I feel like we have old karmic ties, but does that mean a separation in this life, or does that mean just a separation of enmeshment?
Yeah, it's a separation of enmeshment.
You're not seeing separation of us, just a separation of enmeshment? Enmeshment?
Yeah. Yeah, because even if you separate, you still have the enmeshed energy.
Okay, very good.
I'm not getting that anything abrupt needs to happen here. You just need to do it gradually. Gradual is the only way this is going to work for you.
Thank you so much. I'm having a little bit of trouble getting on your website. There's only one menu item that appears.
Oh, no, I know why. Oh, shoot. No, you know why? Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you told me that. I forgot. I started creating. I do my own websites. I started creating a cell phone version of it instead of the regular one. And
the
I
mobile.
Didn't know
yeah,
that
mobile.
It was. Yeah, the mobile one. Either I have to finish
That's
it or I have
I'm
to get rid of
mobile.
That.
Okay. Mobile
yeah.
And,
so if you can see it on a regular computer. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually. Thank you, Thor.
Yeah, which I can't sell them on, but I look forward to, I'm not sure when I'll be on it next, but hopefully.
I think I'll find a way. Yeah, I'll get that in the next couple days handled, okay?
Great.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on the website. I hope you can, okay, cool. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, God bless you too. Okay, aloha.
You.
Wow, what a great show. This is great, this is great. Okay, 502 area code. What can we work on tonight?
Hello?
Hi.
Feel like life has no purpose anymore, and I'm just trying to get through
each
day as best as I can.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be feeling that way. That was one reason I was afraid to do my show. I thought, oh, my God, people need so much help with so many things. I don't know if I can be of help. And Spirit said, well, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we'll help you with your next best step, and hopefully you're going to feel better. I'm picking up strong Christ energy for you. So it's your lucky day. Because it means that Christ will help you with every step of the way. Do you go to do you know people that follow Christ or talk about Christ, or do you just always know Christ, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I'm very involved in church and
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm
getting that you are picking up other people too, like everybody you're connected with. So you're probably going to want to use some of the advice that I've given other people on the show already about not picking up outside energies, and it does take time. But what I would do is, for one thing, you might want to sign on to my, I have Facebook pages. One of them is Messages from Jesus. And another one is 144,000 Points of Light. And if you forget those, you can listen to the show again as an archive. If you click on follow, you can go to the profile page. It has all the shows. 144,000 Points of Light and Messages from Jesus. Because what I do is I post things on there that Christ is giving me to give the people that are looking for guidance from him. But you can literally hear him, feel him, sense him. You know him. And
mm-hmm.
what you need to do is let him be your strength and your guidance, really strength. I'm really getting that. Really fill yourself up with Christ, because he can literally fill up your inner space, your outer space, and guide you through all of this gumminess. There's just so much. It's like a hurricane of energies. It's just terrible what's going on. And you definitely need Christ's guidance, and that's what I'm getting for you. Did you have any other questions about that? I can see what Christ is saying. That's the most important thing, is that you understand that Christ will lead you through this. But you have to ask, what's my next best step? Because we're being also taught to live one step at a time, one day at a time, to a new life. And let me see what your gifts are. Not that that's not enough, but I am getting gifts. You got a lot of gifts. You have a lot of gifts. Ask Christ to guide you and help you open up to what is your specific special gift. And I believe you're also a way shower. You're here to help guide other people too. But you need to get to the point where you feel a lot stronger inside before you start to do that. And when I look at your soul, it's just very crystally, it's very beautiful, it's very sparkly, and just know that you have a beautiful soul, you're going to be guided, that you are a way shower, you're also very intelligent, so Christ will use both your beautiful heart and your intelligence to guide you on a new path. I'm getting an entirely new path for you.
Okay.
Have you had a sense of what, that's why it feels that way, because you don't know. It's like you're banging up against all of this stuff, and it's like you don't see anything. And it's like Christ has to lead you in the dark and trust, and then he'll start showing you things. Let him show you. He will show you. I mean, I went through an experience in the early 90s that was out of this world, because I said, God, what do you want me to do with my life? I'm praying to Christ. I'm like, please help me. I was 34 years old, and I was just like, this energy just engulfed me, and everything was lit up, and I was being shown, and told and all of this amazing stuff. And that's when it came in that I had the gift of helping people with guiding their soul and their purpose. And then all that came in. And then it was a lot of years of practice with it. So it's not like instant. That's why you got to stay with him and he'll guide you. And he's real and he's there and he's alive and he's there for you. So I just wanted to strengthen that for you. And that's who's guiding you right now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're so welcome. Well, I hope that was enough for now. Hang in there. Tune into the show. Click on follow. I'm gonna take you off of the mic now. Okay, thanks for calling. Click on follow. So I have a lot of followers, and then you'll get a notification when shows are set up, because I'm probably going to be doing two shows a week, and I'm going to be having guests on. I just need to get through a few things myself first. I just started up the new show, The Violet Phoenix. That's the name of my publishing company, Violet Phoenix Publishing. I used to be doing a show as the Soul Sherpa, and there's quite a few shows in the archives there. And next week I'm going to have a special guest on. Her name is Lisa Jones. She also lives here on Maui, and she's doing some of her own YouTube programs and things, and she's been on a lot of radio shows. She had a shared death experience, something I had never heard of, where she crossed over with her husband of 15 years when he transitioned from cancer. And we're going to hear her story, and we're going to be talking about death and not having a fear of death, because I think that has a lot to do with what's fueling the troubles with the recent, I call it a plandemic. The dark forces are taking advantage of the fact that we're mostly unplugged and also have an extreme fear of death in general. So we're going to be talking about death and trying to make people feel better and feel more secure about the continuity of their soul and of their consciousness. So please join me next week, same time, same station. Aloha.